Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump had a busy day Thursday. Among other events, he attended the National Prayer Breakfast here in Washington, where he spoke about what he intends to do moving forward.
The world is in trouble, but we're going to straighten it out, okay? That's what I do. I fix things. We're going to straighten it out. Believe me, when you hear about the tough phone calls I'm having, don't worry about it. Just don't worry about it. They're tough. We have to be tough. It's time we're going to be a little tough, folks. We're taken advantage of by every nation in the world virtually. It's not going to happen anymore.
One nation with which Mr. Trump has some issues right now is Iran. Trump administration said it is putting Iran on notice about what National Security Advisor Michael Flynn called Tehran's destabilizing behavior across the entire Middle East. Flynn referenced Iran's January 29th ballistic missile test and an attack by what he called Iran-backed Houthi rebels on a Saudi frigate that killed two sailors. Flynn described as weak and ineffective agreements reached between Iran and the previous Obama administration and the United Nations emboldening Tehran. There were attacks in eastern Ukraine the fifth day Friday, renewed fighting between government troops and Russian-backed rebels. Two Ukrainian soldiers were killed, 10 were wounded. The rebels say one of their fighters was killed. U.S. United Nations Ambassador Nikki Haley condemned what she called Russia's grave and aggressive actions in eastern Ukraine and warned that the U.S. sanctions would remain on Russia until the Crimean Peninsula returned to Ukraine, that is. She called for an end to the fighting. This is VOA News. Trump administration spokesman Sean Spicer says Sunday's U.S. raid on al-Qaeda militants in Yemen was a success, but not without some loss.
It's hard to ever call something a complete success when you have the loss of life or people injured. But I think when you look at the totality of what was gained to prevent the future loss of life here in America and against our people and our institutions and probably throughout the world in terms of what some of these individuals could have done, I think it is a successful operation by all standards.
Meantime, the U.S. Central Command said it is investigating the Yemen raid and confirmed that civilians, including some children, apparently were killed. A Pentagon spokesman said the civilians may have been hit by U.S. aircraft fire. The White House says new or expanded Jewish settlements beyond their current borders may not be helpful in achieving peace between Israel and the Palestinians. But a spokesman says while the Trump administration does not believe the existence of settlements is an impediment to peace, it has not taken an official position on settlement activity. Palestinians say Jewish settlements on West Bank land that they want as a part of a future state is a major roadblock to peace. Israel says Palestinian refusal to recognize the Jewish state is interrupting the talks. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis, emphasizing America's commitment to support its allies in Asia against the growing North Korean nuclear threat, he did that during a visit to South Korea.
Right now, we have to address the reality of the threat that your country and my country faces, and we intend to be shoulder to shoulder with you as we face this together.
Mattis and his counterpart, South Korean Defense Minister Han Min-kyu, met privately today in Seoul and made brief statements to the press at the conclusion of the talks. Mattis made Northeast Asia his first overseas trip, he says, to stress the importance of maintaining the long-standing U.S. alliances with South Korea and Japan, where he visits next. Researchers reporting on the Journal of the Lancet Infectious Diseases say that drug-resistant malaria, superbugs often called, are emerging in Southeast Asia, threatening worldwide control efforts. The researchers in Thailand said a global health emergency could occur if multi-drug-resistant parasites spread through India to sub-Saharan Africa. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.